Welcome to the Military One Source podcast. Military One Source is an official program of the Defense Department with tools, information, and resources to help families navigate all aspects of military life. For more information, visit MilitaryOneSource.mil.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Bruce Moody. Today we're going to talk about military childcare. And joining us today is Nichelle LeGrand Murphy. She is with the Military Community and Family Policies Office of Child and Youth Programs. Nichelle, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Bruce, for having me.
Yes, all that bureaucracy aside, you work on childcare, and it's a very, very wide-ranging topic. And today we're going to focus on fee assistance. And there is a particular fee assistance program that I want to get into with you today, and it's called Military Child Care in Your Neighborhood Fee Assistance, sometimes called MCCYN+. Before we get too far along, why don't you tell us what this program is and how it works?
So Military Child Care in Your Neighborhood, or the shortened name MCCYN, is the department's child care fee assistance program for our military families using civilian providers in the local community. These community providers, they are required to meet DOD standards. One is that the provider must have a state license with an annual licensing agency inspection, as well as employee background checks, and also become nationally accredited. When using community providers, we found that there was a lack of nationally accredited childcare providers in the civilian community. Military families at times were unable to find providers who were eligible to participate in the fee assistance program. To address this problem, the department launched the Military Child Care in Your Neighborhood Plus initiative, which launched in Maryland and Virginia in 2019.
You know, Nichelle, within our offices, it has been made abundantly clear to us that this expansion of this initiative is a huge priority among the department. For those who don't work in our office, can you give us a sense of why leadership has been so focused on this initiative to get it out there, to get it expanded, to offer this affordable childcare to military families?
The reason why the MCCYN Plus initiative is important to our leadership is because, one, it expands access to childcare for our military families. It allows the department to utilize the state's quality rating and improvement system, which qualifies providers in the community to be able to participate and receive fee assistance on behalf of a family. When you think about the state system of a quality rating improvement system, it's similar to when you're selecting a hotel accommodation based on a scoring system. For example, most states use a rating system to rate childcare providers meeting quality standards more than just licensing requirements. This type of quality system expands access to quality as well as directing families to more quality childcare options.
Who's eligible for this?
Those active duty members are eligible, but definitely there are other military members that some of us may not be familiar with. We also have eligibility for active duty personnel, as stated. Also, reserve component members, as well as DOD civilians, are eligible for the fee assistance program. So service members and spouses can apply for fee assistance by creating an account on militarychildcare.com, our waitlist management system, to apply for childcare.
So from a different angle, who's eligible to become a provider? And again, this is specifically for the Military Child Care in Your Neighborhood Fee Assistance Initiative. I know we try to avoid acronyms, but I think that out in the community, people are using this particular acronym a lot. So I guess we'll use it a lot in this podcast as well. A lot of people have like a profanity jar. We have a acronym jar. And I think I'm going to be putting a lot of money in the jar for this episode. But really, we also call it MCCYN+. So Nichelle, if somebody wants to become an MCCYN Plus provider, how do they go about doing that?
Yes, Bruce. So first, let's talk about eligibility for those providers, because as I stated before, there are requirements that those providers have to meet in order to become approved. So eligible community child care providers, they include both family child care as well as center-based child care programs. These providers must meet the DOD requirements. They have to be state licensed with an annual licensing agency inspection, as well as employee background checks, and also participating in a state's quality improvement system, or QRIS. In order for the provider to actually qualify or to become eligible, they would have to complete an application process. And that would be through our third-party administrator's website, which is Child Care Aware of America, which that information will be given during this podcast.
Now, one of the things that's been happening with this, it's expanding nationally. It's taking some time, but talk to us about this effort to expand this nationally. Where are we now? How far have we gotten along with that?
Yes, Bruce. I'm excited to tell everybody that with the expansion, currently, NCCYN Plus is available in 14 states and one county. Those states include Arkansas, Colorado, Kentucky, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Texas, Virginia, Washington, and Miami-Dade County, Florida. Although these are the first 14 state and one county that we've launched in, we are currently working with implementation and also engagement with other states to include them as a part of participating states as well. It takes a little bit of time to go through every single state, because one thing to remember is state licensing requirements and also state QRS standards or quality rating standards are very different. They differ from state to state. So as we continue to engage with each state, we're finding how we can best align those requirements to make sure that we're able to qualify those providers to participate.
It's really, really complicated, but you guys are soldiering through it very nicely. Nichelle, what I'd like you to do is walk us through the steps that service members and family members will go through when they're applying for military fee assistance.
Yes. So first and foremost, service members and spouses can apply for fee assistance by creating an account on militarychildcare.com to apply for child care. Families will be able to search a full range of military child care options as well as fee assistance, as we stated. They will put in a request, and once that particular request is honored, they will receive notification and they will begin working to search for a civilian provider in the community. In episode one, we talked about there is a list, a resource list that is located on militarychildcare.com that provides a full network of DOD providers in the community that have already committed to working with or participating in the MCCYN Plus initiative for those military families to gain access to quality providers in the community.
Thanks, Nichelle. There's a lot of information in this space. Where can service members and spouses find more information about enrolling in fee assistance programs?
Yes, the first place that they would go is to register for child care and fee assistance at militarychildcare.com. They can also find information, again, at our third-party administrator's website who manages the fee assistance program, which is known as Child Care Aware of America. And also, families can contact Military OneSource as well to consult and to find information for child care as well, especially information on Military Child Care in Your Neighborhood Plus. Those are the main areas or those particular websites that will be posted in the podcast where families can go and find that information on the fee assistance program.
Now, same question, but for the providers, where can community child care providers interested in participating in the military fee assistance program, where can they enroll, especially when we're talking about military child care in your neighborhood plus? Where do they go to enroll?
Providers that are interested in becoming MCCYN Plus approved, they can actually go to, again, the Child Care Aware of America website that helps to manage that fee assistance program. But they can also find out additional information on MCC, which is militarychildcare.com website as well, because there is a application process on that website that they can apply to become a MCCYN approved provider as well.
Well, Nichelle, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you walking us through this.
You are so welcome, Bruce, and thank you for having me as well.
You're very welcome. Want to remind everybody that Military OneSource is an official resource of the Defense Department. We always like to hear from you. We have a link in the program notes, and you can send us a comment, a question, maybe a suggestion for a future episode. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, because we cover a wide range of topics to help military families navigate military life. I'm Bruce Moody. Thank you so much for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.